hideous. Jazzy crossed her arms and stared at the house. She, Ansel, and Jared had spent all day removing overgrown bushes, saplings, and weed-infested flower beds from around its foundation and yard. It had to be done. Everything had been overgrown and neglected. But now the house was totally visible, and it was even worse than she'd imagined. Painted garish green with mismatched front windows, a flat facade, and a square cement stoop, it was ugly piled on uglier. It was a good thing they'd gotten it dirt cheap. Ansel came to wrap an arm around her waist. He looked nervous. "It has a bigger yard than I remembered. That will be a selling point." Jared snorted, coming to join them. "You picked a winner this time, big guy." Her cousin and business partner loved to give her Viking grief. Ansel ran a hand through his white blonde hair, his brows furrowed. He'd found their new fixer-upper and convinced them to buy it. "I hope I didn't get us in over our heads." "Jared and I had votes," Jazzy said, tossing her cousin a look. "We could have said no." "I'm glad you didn't." Ansel practically hummed with energy. He was so ready to start this project. "We can't think about the house as is, but about its potential." "I'm trying." Maybe if she squinted, if she shut her eyes completely and imagined something else. It wasn't easy. But the house sat on the corner of the turn-in to an exclusive subdivision, and its foundation was in great shape. Too bad that was the only thing that was decent. The brown roof leaked. Not a problem. They meant to tear it off anyway and make the house two stories with a barn-shaped roofline and three dormers. Unfortunately, the weatherman predicted rain for the rest of the week. Not too brilliant to rip off a roof before a deluge, so they'd hurried to do the yard work. Once the monsoons came, they'd work inside, gutting everything down to the house's studs. April showers may bring May flowers, but the predicted rain had made them start work earlier this morning and stay later to finish the yard. Jazzy's muscles ached. Dirt smudged her face and arms. Ansel grinned at her and pulled out a twig that was tangled in her unruly, honey-colored hair. Jared wiped sweat off his forehead. "Usually landscape work makes a house look better. It's too soon with this one, though." He bent to scratch George behind the ears when Ansel's pug sauntered over to them. "Do you approve, boy? Think we have a winner this time?" George had exercised enough and plopped down in a ray of sunshine to stretch on the newly mown grass. Ansel motioned toward the house. "It's an eyesore now, but you saw the finished blueprints and ideas. It's going to be a beauty when we're done." Was he trying to convince himself or them? Jazzy leaned against his long body. The man was pure muscle. He didn't budge. "We have faith in your vision." A man driving a Porsche slowed down to sneer at the house. His window lowered, and he called, "You'd be better off knocking it down and starting over." Jared raised his middle finger in comment, and the man drove on. Squaring his shoulders, Jared turned to them. "Let's do this. You want everything on the exterior white, right? The house, trim, and porch columns?" Ansel nodded. "I wanted a clean, crisp look. Flowers and landscaping will set it off." She'd seen the picture that had inspired him and liked it. They'd measured everything, and his plan would work. When the house was finished, it would have a huge open room to the right, the living room, dining room, and kitchen all in one. A study, master bedroom, and bath would stretch on the left, and there'd be three bedrooms with baths upstairs. They were going to make a solid profit on this fixer-upper. She turned to her cousin. "You have someone lined up to do the plumbing and electric work?" "Thane and his company are doing the plumbing, heating, and cooling. I asked Rob Bartles to wire the house. He thought he could do it, but hasn't gotten back to me. But you know Rob. He loves to play mind games. A trickster. He'll wait till the last second to let me know."